This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
For more than a decade, activists have called on Chicago's mayor to reopen the half-dozen city-run mental health clinics that were shuttered in 2012. And it's one of Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson's top priorities as he prepares to take office. WBEZ's Tessa Weinberg walks us through his administration's first steps.
I'm on a stretch of Milwaukee Avenue in Logan Square, where nestled next to a tattoo parlor is Easy Does It, a trendy wine bar that even has a monthly subscription wine club. But over a decade ago, the sounds of happy hour wouldn't be unfolding at 2354 North Milwaukee Avenue. On the glass doors, there used to be a City of Chicago seal over the words Northwest Behavioral Health Clinic. It's the site of one of six city-run mental health clinics that were closed in 2012 that Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson has vowed to reopen. Chicago Alderman Rosanna Rodriguez-Sanchez says it is the city's responsibility to provide mental health services and not just fund them.
I think that direct service is absolutely the responsibility of the city government. It is. People are our responsibility, and we have to show up.
Rodriguez-Sanchez is co-chairing Johnson's Transition Subcommittee on Health and Human Services. She acknowledges reopening clinics won't happen overnight. She hopes to see progress made on a pilot program that would turn several of the existing city clinics into stabilization centers, where people in crisis could be taken instead of an emergency room or holding cell in jail.
The goal is to reopen. The goal is to expand. I think that there are ways to be able to do that in a way that moves us in that direction and that creates capacity.
While Johnson campaigned on reopening the clinics and said it's a goal for his first budget, his new administration is being far less concrete about his actual plans as he prepares to take office. Instead, one of Johnson's top advisors, Christina Passioni-Zayas, is promising to first assess the mental health landscape. How that plan will include new city clinics remains to be seen.
It'll help us to inform a more complete picture, a more comprehensive system of care and structures of care that ultimately are driven by public resources in collaboration with community.
The approach echoes outgoing Mayor Lori Lightfoot's 4 years ago. As a candidate, Lightfoot had also campaigned on reopening the clinics. But she didn't do that when she was in office. She instead increased mental health funding sevenfold and funneled that money to existing nonprofit providers and community organizations that provided clinical care to tens of thousands of patients, according to health department data. Patients served at the city's five remaining city clinics were a small fraction of that. Last year, they served nearly 1,800 patients, according to city data, and that's as the clinics doubled staff and extended services to kids. Lightfoot's administration has also worked to bring mental health services directly to residents, like offering counselors at public libraries. Here's her public health commissioner, Allison Arwoody, talking in WBEZ's Reset earlier this year.
That's a different way of thinking, as opposed to let's open a standalone clinic. It's about meeting people where they are.
Alexa James is the CEO of NAMI Chicago, which works with the city to administer the 311 hotline. She says it would be a mistake to end that approach.
I think that stopping that, stalling that, or disrupting that, you know, would be just as awful as the experience that people had when the clinics were closed.
Passioni-Zayas, a top aide to Mayor-elect Johnson, was noncommittal on whether they'll continue Lightfoot's approach and says it needs to be assessed.
You know, while we've been able to expand capacity by using our nonprofit and social service agencies, we can't forget that they have been extended and in many ways stretched with everything that they've been dealing with in terms of the pandemic.
Johnson's administration has also floated collaborating with Cook County to offer mental health services. Tessa Weinberg, WBEZ News.